Praise the Lord. Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. Good to be with y'all tonight. I'm glad Sister Joanna Green is sick tonight. She can't be with us. And this is Brother Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. I'm glad to be with you tonight, and we're here maybe to say something or to do something that will encourage you in your walk in the Lord. And if you're listening to this and you're not saved tonight, if you're not born again into the family of God, that maybe that you'll get born again before this night's over with. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to, if you're not where you need to be in the Lord, then I want to encourage you tonight to just call on the name of the Lord. If you'd like to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. That's 347-989-8862. And you can be part of it, and we'll put you on the line. And we'd like to say that, again, that it's good to be with you. And I thank God today that no matter where we're at, God is with us, and He'll be with us even to the end of the world. And He'll never leave us, and He'll never forsake us, but He'll be with us all the way. I thank God tonight for being here. I thank God for each one that's listening in tonight. And we pray that this broadcast would be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. We want to have a song tonight by Jeremiah Yoakum. Now, they won't play tonight. But that's all right. I want to read a little bit out of the book of Galatians, starting in verse 7, said, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be." These people were going down, and they were telling the people that they couldn't be saved unless they were circumcised. But Paul taught that salvation was by faith through grace, or by grace through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God, and nobody can get saved through their good works, but it takes the Spirit of God dealing with us and drawing us that we might come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may call on His name. He said whoever would call on the name of the Lord would be saved. And I thank God tonight that we can be saved tonight if we'll call on Him. And these priests were going down, though, and they were telling the people that they had to be circumcised, and this book of Galatians is about that. And brother, I want you to know tonight that you don't have to have any good works, but you just got to believe that Jesus died for you and that He rose again on the third and appointed morning. And He said, "You did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Paul had preached to them the gospel, and they had believed, and then these priests come in teaching them that they had to be circumcised, and brother, they was turning away from the faith and turning into circumcision, and Paul was writing them to get them straightened out. And brother, I want you to know, he said, "This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And, brother, again, if you want to call in, it's 347-989-8862. And, brother, God, he is waiting to hear from you tonight if you'll just call on his name. And, brother, it don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're a man or if you're a woman or if you're old or if you're young, but it just matters that you believe on what Jesus did for you. And, brother, that he said, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And, brother, I want you to know today that these things, that good works, has got nothing to do with it. The Bible says that it's a gift of God. And brother, he said, a living little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And brother, you can mix a little bit of, you can mix when you put a little bit of leaven in dough when you're making bread. It'll cause the whole thing to rise, and it'll cause the whole thing to get up, and brother, to make a bigger pound of bread. And brother, it's just like in our Christian walk, that if we let a little sin come in, then brother, it'll cause the whole thing. Brother, it'll affect our whole lifestyle. Brother, the Bible said in one place that sin shall have no more dominion over you. And brother, I want you to know today that, brother, when we begin to walk in the grace of God, the Spirit of God will lead us. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And brother, I want you to know today that, brother, that you can go on and you can be a partaker of this thing tonight, but you've got to call on the name of the Lord. Brother, and again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God will hear you and God will answer you. He said, call on the Lord and you'll be saved. Brother, I'll tell you that God wants to hear from us tonight, and he wants us to know that he's right there waiting on us to call on him, that he might move in our behalf. He said, a little even leaves us the whole hour. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Brother, I want you to know today, this is a Macedonian call around the globe, that Jesus is with us, and he'll be with us. He'll keep us, and he'll help us. He said in the 28th chapter of Matthew, that I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he's right there listening. The Bible says that every idle word that we speak will give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, if he'll hear every idle word, he'll hear us when we call on him. He said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Brother, God, he's waiting to hear from us. He's waiting to hear us call on his name. And brother, when we begin to call on him and we begin to repent of the sin in our life, then brother, he'll cleanse us up. He'll cause us to be made a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that. It said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And you might say, I've been saved, but I've got sin in my life. Then he said, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is waiting to hear from you tonight. He's waiting to cleanse you and to help you get started. And brother, to walk on forward in a way that will be, that will lift the name of Jesus, that will glorify the name of the Lord. And brother, I want you to know today that God is with us to deliver us and to help us, to minister to us, that we might go on forward. And brother, oh, I'll tell you what, it's so sweet tonight to listen to Jesus. And brother, I'll tell you here, he said over here in the 22nd verse, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and with the affections and the lust. Brother, I'll tell you, there's a warfare going on today between the flesh and the spirit. The Bible said the flesh is at enmity against God. But, brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, that we can overcome that. We can win this match. The Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and, brother, against the rulers of darkness of this world. But we can go on and we can wrestle and we can win this battle tonight. And just like Jesus, when he went into the wilderness, the tempter came to him, and he said, if you be the Son of God, he said, command this stone that it be made bread. And, brother, for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus had been out there, and he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible said afterward he was hungered. And, brother, the tempter came to him in the weakest place that he had, and that was through his hunger. He said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. Brother, I want you to know tonight that, brother, Jesus turned around and told him, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Honey, God is with us tonight if we'll be with him. And, brother, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Oh, so good and so wonderful tonight, brothers, to go on to serve a risen Savior tonight. He said, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Brother, these men had come down to lead them astray, to lead them away from the Lord. But Brother Paul, he was exhorting them, brother, to go on. He was exhorting them, brother, not to follow these people. Brother, it's the same with us today. Sometimes we need to be exhorted to go on, brother, and to live for the Lord, because the enemy will come and he'll try to destroy us, just like he come against Jesus out there in the wilderness. And that second time he come to Jesus, he took him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give the angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up. He said, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, that we need to go on, and we don't need to get ourselves in a place to where that we'll be tempting the Lord, or where, brother, that we'll come before the Lord in a way that we don't believe him. He said, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, you can call in to 347-989-8862. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, we need to go on, and we need to believe the Lord tonight. Brother, when we go before him, and if we desire what things soever we desire when we pray, if we believe that we receive them, then we shall have them. Brother, today God is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. The third time the enemy come to Jesus, the tempter, I believe the way Matthew called him, brother, he sold him the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all these things will I give thee, for they've been delivered unto me, if you'll fall down and worship me. Jesus told her around and said, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Brother, God worship him. The devil came to Jesus to try to get him to worship him. But Jesus turned around and told him, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. And brother, I want you to know it's the same with us today. Brother, we worship a risen Savior tonight. His name is Jesus Christ. Brother, he's the true and living God tonight. And brother, I want you to know tonight that Jesus, he'll come to our rescue. Brother, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And brother, it's so good. It's so wonderful tonight to be in this thing called the way of righteousness, or if you would, to be called the way of holiness. The Bible said there'd be a way, so plain a highway, that it would be called a highway of holiness. Brother, and that highway of holiness is a pure heart, and walking with a true heart, and a pure heart, a clean heart, a brother, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, there's nothing like a living for Jesus tonight. Oh, listen, he said, and I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. Brother, these religions tonight, brother, they hate the message of the cross because, brother, it, to them, it was a place of torture, and it was, but it was a place that our Savior went to, that he died, and brother, he hung on that tree. The Bible said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, and brother, he became a curse for us, and brother, I want you to know tonight, that brother, he had been cursed that we might have life, brother, that we would come out from under the curse, that we could live eternally. Brother, we don't have to worry about if we're born again tonight. We don't have to worry about not going to heaven tonight, because you see, there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. Oh, listen, brother, tonight God is with us, and he'll be with us even to the end of the world. Brother, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Brother, I'm so glad tonight that Jesus gave his life and that he rose again on the third and appointed morning. Brother, I'm glad tonight to be with you. Brother, and to tell you the old story about the old rugged cross, about how Jesus, he bore the indignation, he bore the shame, and he hung there between the heavens and the earth. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God is with us. I'm glad tonight to be able to tell you that, brother, that Jesus will save you. And again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. Oh, brother, tonight it's good. It's good, brother, to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God is with us. He said, where's as many as two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be in the midst of them. And that means that we are in the presence of the Lord tonight, because we're assembled together. Brother, there's more than two or three here. Brother, there's a bunch of us on here. Listen, he said, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. But let me tell you today, brother, that we may be persecuted for the faith that we have, and people may stand against us for the faith that we have. But brother, I'll tell you tonight, brother, we don't have to stand by ourselves. And if anything happens to us, the Lord will take us on home, and we'll live, be with him through all eternity. Brother, world without end. Brother, there'll be no ending to that. that place, a place where the street is paved out of pure gold, where the gold is so pure that it's transparent, and there'll be places over there for people to live. He said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Brother, he is going to come again, brother, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Brother, he's going to come, and he's going to take them that's ready to go, brother, and go be in the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Brother, we won't have to worry about false doctrine. We won't have to worry about somebody telling us a lie or teaching us the wrong thing. But the Lord himself will walk among his people, and he'll be their God, and they'll be his children. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, God is so good. He's so merciful tonight. But listen to me. We may have some persecution if we believe the gospel tonight. Brother, we might be persecuted, and people may give us a hard time, but Jesus will be right there with us. He'll give us what we need to stand up and to go through that persecution. Listen to me tonight, folks. He said the persecution. He said, yet why do I yet suffer persecution? Listen to me today. Brother, there might be some persecution here, but brother, I want you to know, brother, that the time will come, brother, whenever you cross over into the paradise of God, you might say, I thought you said that we'd go to heaven. Brother, that's what I said, that we'd go to heaven. But brother, the paradise of God, brother, was moved into the presence of God. Brother, and I'll tell you tonight that he, brother, will wipe away all tears. We won't remember the former things because of the joy of the Lord. Honey, we'll be full of the joy of the Lord. Brother, there'll be no night there. Brother, it'll be one continuous day. Brother, and we'll be in his presence, and we'll go in and out. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, he said, blessed would we be when we go out, and blessed would we be when we come in. Brother, I want you to know tonight, he said in the 23rd Psalm, that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and brother, he restoreth my soul. He anointeth my head with oil. He maketh me to lie down, brother, beside the still waters. There's peace in the Lord tonight. Brother, you might have a religion, brother, and you have no peace. But brother, I want you to know tonight that when you get into the Lord Jesus Christ, there's peace tonight. And brother, you don't have to worry, because the peace of God that passeth all understanding will be in you. Again, that number is 347-989-8862. Brother, call in if you want to and be part of this broadcast tonight. We'll turn you loose, and we'll let you obey the Lord. Listen, if you got a message you need to preach tonight, and we're preaching on the fruit of the Spirit, brother, I want you to know, brother, he said against such, there's no law. In other words, you can't have too much of the fruit of the Spirit in your life, brother, but he said that against such there is no law. You can't have too much joy. You can't have too much peace. You can't have too much long-suffering. You can't have too much gentleness. You can't have too much goodness. And you can't have too much faith, nor too much meekness, nor too much temperance. Oh, let me tell you tonight, but if you'll get into this thing tonight and let Jesus have his way in your heart, bless God, these things will be in you, and they'll abound, they'll multiply, and they'll get bigger, and they'll get bigger. might walk with the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said that a good tree can't bring forth bad fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. He said, make a tree evil or make a tree good. Oh, let me tell you today, if you're born again tonight, brother, you're a good tree tonight, and you'll have good fruit, brother, in your life. But let me tell you today, as I said a while ago, there's a warfare going on, and that warfare, you've got to crucify the flesh. That flesh sometimes, it may want to drink of alcohol. It might want to take some drugs. It might want to pick them cigarettes up and smoke them, that chewing tobacco, and chew it. But let me tell you tonight, brother, if we'll yield ourselves to the Spirit of God, then, brother, we'll go forward. Brother, and we'll yield ourselves and these things. God will help us to get rid of these things. And, brother, we'll have fruit unto holiness. Brother, and we won't look like the world. And we won't act like the world. All the Bible said, all that's in the world is the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Oh, let me tell you tonight, folks, we are here tonight to help you if we can at all, to talk, to give you a brother, to lift you up and to encourage you, to help you to walk forward in victory tonight. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, I believe it's 1 John 5:4, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Brother, I want you to know tonight that our faith is what causes us to go on. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, folks, it's so good tonight. It's so wonderful tonight to be living for Jesus. Brother, I'll tell you, there's peace and joy in this thing tonight. And you know something else? When we pray, the Bible said if we come to God and we believe that he is and that he's a rewarder, he said we must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Honey, if we'll do that, we'll have them things answered. Our prayers will be answered. Oh, listen, let me tell you, he said, then if the offense of the cross ceased, brother, there is, brother, an offense to the cross tonight. When we carry that cross, there's an offense to it tonight. Brother, it's like I said here, it's not of works, but it's by grace, through faith that we're saved. He said, I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, Paul wished that the people that troubled these Galatians, brother, were cut off. Brother, let me tell you, Paul's heart went out to the people of God, brother, and he ministered to them, and he wanted them to be blessed. He wanted them to go forward and receive the blessings of God in their life. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, and if we're where we need to be in the Lord, we'll want the same thing. Brother, if we see our brother, our sister begin to stumble, we'll reach out and take them by the hand, and we'll pick them up, and we'll help them to begin to walk again, brother, in the things of God, that they might be able to go on. Oh, let me tell you tonight, folks, there's a thing in this tonight, brother, and it's called help. And brother, sometime we need to be helped. Brother, every one of us might come to the place in our life where we need a brother or a sister to minister to us, that we might be encouraged, that we might go through the trial of the faith that we're going through with. Oh, let me tell you, the Bible said, he said he wouldn't allow any more to come upon us, and with that he'd make a way of escape, that we might bear it. And brother, that don't mean one, it don't mean two, but it means everyone that's in Christ Jesus tonight. Oh, listen, he said, I would that they were cut off, that they were even cut off, which trouble you. Brother Paul, he didn't even want God's people to be tempted. Oh, let me tell you tonight, brother, when somebody's tempted, the Bible says we're tempted of our own lust. We're tempted when we're drawn away of our own lust and tried. And brother, I want you to know, he said, in temptation bringeth forth sin, and when sin is finished, it brings forth death. The Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. And brother, I want you to know today, but we don't have to walk in temptation, but we can stand up, and we can do like Jesus done, and we can, whenever the enemy come, we can begin to tell him what the Word of God said, brother. And when we begin to do that, the tempter will only stay for so long, and then he'll leave us. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord tonight. It's so good, and it's so wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord tonight. I'll tell you something, brother, there's nothing else that will work like the Spirit of God will work and bring the peace and the joy. Brother, you might be one that gets mad over something. Brother, if you'll crucify that, brother, and begin to ask God to help you with that and take it away from you, brother, God will help you get rid of that being mad. Brother, you won't get mad at everything that comes around. Brother, you might be one, brother, that's bad to smoke. Brother, and it don't look good for a Christian to smoke cigarettes. Brother, it makes them look like the world. Makes them look like they're a partaker of the world. Brother, that they're following the flesh and not the spirit is what it looks like. But brother, I'll tell you today that if you'll begin to pray, God will deliver you from them things. I smoked for about 23 or 24 years, but brother, I want you to know that God took them away from me one day. God spoke to my heart and told me to go down to my altar, and when I went to my altar, I got down, but before I did, I took that pack of cigarettes out of my shirt pocket. I pulled them off down the hill, and when I did, I got down on my knees and on my face before God at my altar. I said, Lord, take these cigarettes away from me. And brother, I felt the Spirit of God go right down into my back and get a hold of that nicotine habit and pull that cigarette habit out of my heart or out of my body and done it away with it. And brother, I tell you something, I never did after that desire cigarette. Brother, I'll tell you, brother, that when God sets you free, you're free indeed. Brother, God, he'll help you to overcome anything in your life. The Bible said, brother, that sin shall have no more dominion over you. That's in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. That sin will have no more dominion over you. Brother, that means, brother, when sin's got dominion over somebody, then brother, they're a slave to that sin, because sin is a taskmaker, a taskmaster. And brother, I want you to know today that we're serving one today. He's not a taskmaker, but he's our Lord. He's our Savior. Brother, he's the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, he'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us into what he'll have us to do. Brother, and when we, brother, go through that, brother, and we get rid of that, as we lean on Jesus, as we call on him, and he helps us. Brother, I'll tell you, we'll get rid of them things in our life that's contrary to the Christian life. Again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Brother, I'll tell you today that God will help you. Brother, he said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. We've been called into liberty tonight. Brother, we got liberty tonight. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And brother, there's liberty tonight, even in this broadcast. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he'll help us to walk in that liberty. He'll keep us in that liberty. Brother, if we'll just walk and be led by his Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm telling you tonight, folks, that we have one that will help us. Brother, we'll not have to carry this burden by ourselves. He said in 1 Peter 5:7, to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Brother, not part of them, but brother, all of them tonight. Brother, that we, he'll carry them burdens for us. He'll do away with them, casting all your care upon him. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, when we cast our cares upon him, our worries, the things that come against us, brother, the things, brother, when somebody gives us a hard time, and we begin to pray for that individual, and cast them upon the Lord Jesus Christ, God will take them, brother, and he'll carry them. He'll not let it go, but he'll carry them. He said, we've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Brother, we got, as I said, we in a warfare tonight. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh. Brother, he told us to crucify the flesh. Brother, the things that come to us, brother, to do, to tempt us, is, brother, it's the flesh that's trying to buck up and trying to cause us to go after the things of the flesh. But, brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, but that we walk in liberty. He said again that the sin shall have no dominion over you. And, brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, it don't matter if it's a big sin or a little sin. Brother, it cannot be a taskmaker tonight unless you begin to fall away from the Lord and you begin to go back out into sin. And if you do that, sin will be your taskmaker again. Brother, but if you'll continue to follow the Lord and continue to walk after the Lord, brother, you'll have the liberty that's in Christ Jesus. Honey, Jesus is ready tonight. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready to follow him? Are you ready to do that that he'd have you to do? Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, if you will, he's ready to help you. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. Brother, I want you to know tonight that Jesus is waiting to lift you up and encourage you. He said, but by love, serve one another. Brother, the thing I like about this, brother, when you get saved tonight, when your heart's like it ought to be, brother, you don't hate somebody that hates you, but you love everybody. One of the fruit of the Spirit over here is love and joy and peace, brethren, whenever that you got Jesus in your heart, brethren, you're living like you ought to be living. Brother, you'll have the love of God in your heart, and it will cause you to love them that persecute you. It will cause you to love them, brother, that hate you. Jesus said it like this. He said, if somebody smites you on one cheek, he said, turn the other one to them. Brother, I want you to know tonight that the love of God will cause you to stand up and to walk on forward, brother, and walk in the Lord, brother, tonight. Jesus said, he said, he'd never leave us. Brother, we might be persecuted. We might be cast down, but we're not forsaken. We might be in despair, but Jesus is still right there with us. Oh, let me tell you today, it's by faith that we walk. It's not by sight. And brother, I'll tell you, the flesh, brother, will cause you to get down if you listen to it. But if you'll just listen to the Spirit will lift you up, and the Spirit will encourage you, and you can encourage yourself in the Lord. It's like the old saying goes, you can lift yourself up by the bootstraps, and you can begin to sing. You can begin to rejoice in the Lord, and God will help you. You'll begin to sense that victory. And brother, there ain't nothing can take your victory if you won't let it lead you. Oh, it's so good tonight. He said, thou shalt love. He said, but by love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I used to have neighbors that would come out on me. They would come out and pull a gun. They'd threaten to shoot us. But you know what? I began to pray for them. And that was the way that I made it through that, was praying for them. Didn't ever know what they might decide to do. But I know that I didn't serve the flesh. I served the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. And in doing so, you'd heap coals of fire on their head. Brother, Jesus wants you to be able to walk in victory. And he will help you to carry that victory tonight. Brother, it's in the Spirit of God tonight that we have victory in. Brother, it's by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, when we're in the Spirit of God tonight, brother, then sin will have no more dominion. He said, give no place to the flesh. But brother, when we walk in the Spirit, even as he is in the Spirit, we'll walk in victory. We'll walk in that peace, in that joy, in that love. And then nothing will get us down, but we'll go on forward. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God has given us what we need to go on forward and to walk forward in him and to do the thing that he would have us to do. We're preaching tonight on the fruit of the Spirit. And brother, I want you to know that when the Spirit of God dwells in you, then he'll bear fruit through you. And the Bible talks about in the 15th chapter of the book of John that he that bring forth fruit, he'll purge it, that it'll bring forth more fruit. Brother, he's talking about it's like fruit trees. Whenever your fruit tree begins to bring forth fruit, if you'll trim or if you'll prune those fruit trees, they'll bring forth more fruit. And that's the same way that we are. And brother, when we begin to bring forth fruit, God begins to work through us and begins to prune us up. And brother, begins to shape us that we can bring forth more fruit. He said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Brother, you can begin to talk. You can begin to spread rumors, or you can begin to argue. You can begin to fuss with somebody. And brother, before you know it, you'll be in a bad spirit. You'll be in an argumentative spirit. You'll be in a way that, brother, that they that will just cause you to be backslid if you're not real careful. And the Bible says, let not the sun go down on your wrath. Brother, he said, be angry and sin not. And brother, if we're not careful, we'll get into argument with somebody and we'll get in bad shape. But he said, but if you bide and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Brother, the Bible says to cast not your pearls before it's fine. And when you begin to argue with somebody over something, maybe point to doctrine. Brother, there's no need to argue, but I mean, debating is one thing, but have scripture to back it up with. And whenever you can back it up, brother, you can prove your point like that. There's no need to argue, but you can debate. And brother, if somebody begins to want to argue with them, then don't argue with them, but just let them go on. You might say, yeah, but they might win. It's not important who wins. It's important that you obey the word of God. It's important that you don't bite and devour one another. Oh, that he said, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Brother, when you get mad at somebody, if you're not careful, it'll consume you. It'll take the peace away from you. It'll cause the love of God to leak out of you. And brother, I'll tell you what, it'll take your patience. It'll take you long suffering. But I'll tell you tonight, you don't need to get into that situation. You don't need to get into that place. And you don't have to get into that place. But all you got to do is ask God to help you. And ask God what you need to do. And God will lead you out of that. Because God don't want you arguing and fussing with people. God wants you to love people just like he loves you. Oh, listen, he said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, if we'll walk in the Spirit of God, if we'll walk forth in the Spirit of God, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but we'll go after the Spirit of God. It's so good. It's so wonderful tonight. These fruit, when we go after the Spirit of God, we walk in the Spirit. Brother, these fruit will come forth abundantly. And then when more fruit comes on, brother, God will begin to purge us. And he'll begin to prune us. He'll begin to cut the stuff out, the worldly stuff, and begin to cause us to walk more holy. Not a holier than thou attitude, but he'll cause us to walk in a way that will show forth the glory of God. That will show forth the love of God, and that anointing will grow, and it will grow in your life. And brother, I'll tell you what, the more you walk after the Spirit, the less that out trouble you'll have out of the flesh. But if you walk after the flesh, then you'll have trouble walking after the Spirit of God. Oh, listen, tonight he said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Did you hear that? The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And they're contrary one to another. He said the one to the other, the contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Oh, listen to me. When the flesh wants to do something, the flesh wants to do something. But, brother, you can subdue the flesh. He said, hey, when you begin to, your flesh begin to rise up, you need to get a hold of your flesh and bring your flesh down and bring it into submission to the Spirit of God. And if you've got a Bible, you can begin to quote the Bible to your spirit. And your spirit, I'm sorry, you can begin to quote the Bible to your flesh. And your flesh will begin to have to submit to the Spirit of God. Oh, it's so good tonight to know that we don't have to worry. Once we're born again into the family of God, if you've ever been saved tonight, you know what I'm talking about. And you submit yourself into the Spirit of God, You don't got to worry about all these other things. But God himself will take care of you, and he'll lead you. And if you got a Bible, the Spirit of God will lead you according to the way that Bible is written. Because the Spirit of God moved upon holy men of God, and they wrote this word down. They wrote this Bible down over a period of about 1,500 years. And it all just flows, and it's just like a stream. It all flows together from Genesis to Revelation. And there was all kinds of different people that wrote it. There was doctors that wrote it. There were fishermen that wrote it. There were herdsmen that wrote it. And there were prophets that wrote it. And brother, they all had one thing in common. The Spirit of God moved upon them, and they wrote it down as the Spirit of God moved upon them. And brother, it was there. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God will help you. He said in verse 18, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. You see, we can't keep the law no way. He said if any man lives by the law, he's got to keep the whole law. And we can't do that today. We can't keep the law of God. That's the reason salvation, that's the reason the plan of salvation was brought in, that we could walk forward. Brother, we can all come to Jesus, and we can all call on the name of the Lord. We can all believe that Jesus died for us, that he rose again from the dead. We can all believe that, and we can all confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that God raised him from the dead for us. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For to him that believeth, he shall not be ashamed. And we'll not be ashamed tonight if we're saved by the grace of God. There's been many stories that I've read down through the years how that people, even in countries where the gospel was outlawed, how that they would stand, knowing that they would take their life into their own hands. And brother, they would testify how God saved them. They would testify to the grace of God. And brother, there was a lot of them that gave their life, and that has given their life down through the years, to testify to the grace of God. How that Jesus come in, and how that Jesus saved them. And brother, how that they began to live for him. How it changed them. You see, when we believe the gospel, it changes us from the old man, the old creature. And it changes us into a new individual. It turns us in from a child of the devil to a child of God. Brother, there's only one gospel that I know of that can do that. And that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that can give us life, eternal life. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he brings life to us and gives us life. We don't have death living in us anymore, but we have life living in us. And he said, if we be led of the Spirit, we're not under the law. Now listen to this in verse 19, 20, and 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, means that they're made plain. He said, which of these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which is sensuality, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance is discord, emulations, which is jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, and sedition is dissension, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And there's a lot of people that did these things, but they heard the message of salvation, and it turned them from these things and turned them to the Lord. They got born again. There's been a lot of people go to prison for murder. They should never get out of prison. But they turned to the Lord. They heard the message that Jesus loved them and that Jesus died for them. And they believed that message. And God got them out of prison. And they went on to serve the Lord, to preach the gospel. He said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." And brother, tonight, this gospel of salvation is what causes us to go on and to live a Christian life. And brother, we can live every day of our life and live a Christian life. And again, if you'd like to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. And brother, I'll tell you tonight that this life that we live, we may not have a lot of money, but it's not in money. You can be broke and not have a penny to your name, or whatever the smallest denomination of money that you have where you live at. You can have the least denomination of money and not have that. And you can still have the peace of God. The Bible said, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And brother, when you get in need, you can begin to call on the Lord. And God will hear you. And God will answer you. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, he said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let me back up here and read this, verse 22-24. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." Brother, it's so good to know that we have a risen Savior and that he will carry us. There's a song here that they sang, and it may have been sung wherever that you're located at tonight, called "Footsteps in the Sand." And this man began to look. He had a dream one night, and he saw two sets of footprints in the sand. And then as he went along, those two sets of steps turned into one set. And then after a while, it turned back into two steps. And the man asked the Lord, said, "Lord, I thought you'd never leave me nor forsake you." And he said, "Why? Where did you go when there's only one set of footsteps, Lord?" And the Lord told him, he said, that was when I carried you. And sometimes we need to be carried. And the God that we serve tonight is big enough. No matter how many people tonight are born again, are children of God, brother, God can carry, pick them up and carry them. The Bible said that the heavens can't contain his presence. Oh, listen to me tonight. He said the earth is his footstool. Brother, God can pick up every child of God tonight and carry them if needs be. He's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to us who believe. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God is long-suffering, and he'll help us. He'll carry us, and he won't let if we'll just trust him. And we'll just lean on him and just depend on him. Like I said there a minute ago, that casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. When something comes to try to drag you down, he'll pick you up. And he'll take that thing and do away with it. But he'll carry you. Brother, the Bible says he'll carry you till you can get through that. He said, "You that are spiritual," he said, "restore such an one, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." In other words, when you see somebody fall, or when you see somebody and they get in trouble, pick that person up. Go to that person and help that person and restore that person. Because you might be in a way to, or that you might be in the same situation one day. Let me read some more over here in 1 Corinthians. And again, if you want to be part of this broadcast, the number is 347-989-8862. In the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 13. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that I should be so done unto me, that it should be done so unto me. For it were better for me to die than any man should make my glory and void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Honey, we've got to preach the gospel, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. There's not another message. There's not another gospel that can be preached, that can do for people, or that can change people, like the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has sent forth His Son. And brother, the Word of God, He said, so will the word that goes out of my mouth, it'll go out. He said it wouldn't come back void, but it would accomplish the thing that I sent it, and prosper in the thing that He pleased. He said, how beautiful are the feet upon the mountains are of those that preach the gospel. Oh, listen to me tonight. I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel. And I know tonight that there's times God will give us a message. And when that message goes forth, it will bring forth deliverance. It will cause people to be stirred up. It will cause people's faith to be ministered to and to be lifted up and to be encouraged. And that person can go on. The Bible says in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is, and much more so as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. When you go out and you assemble yourself together, you hear the Word of God, and the Word of God will stir your mind up. The Word of God will come in and stir you up. And when you get stirred up, brother, you'll be ready to go out. And you'll be ready to live this life. It'll strengthen you, make you strong in the Lord. And brother, wherever that you might be tonight, you might have to assemble together with people and hide when you assemble together because of persecution, because perhaps it's outlawed. The gospel may be outlawed where you're at tonight. But brother, when you assemble together, even if you're in hiding, when you assemble together with your brothers and sisters, you hear the Word of God being preached. The Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? And it said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when you hear the Word of God, your faith is stirred up. Your faith is stirred up, and it causes you to be strengthened in the Lord. God will help you and strengthen you and cause you to be able to go on. And when trouble comes your way, He said He'd make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. When trouble comes, it won't be any more than you can handle. And brother, even with that, he'll make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, I read a story one time. They was in a nation where the gospel was outlawed, and they had a cross down on the ground, and they told them that they had people lined up there and told them that if they didn't stomp on that cross, I believe it was stomping on it, that they'd be shot. And there were some people went over there and they stomped on the cross. I believe I'm getting this right. And then there was a young woman went over there and she got down and she kissed that cross. And they shot her. And the other people that give them encouragement, and they said, if she done it, we can do it too. Oh, listen to me today. Death is something we're all going to face. The Bible says it's appointed once in the man to die, and after this, the judgment. And brother, when anybody gives their life for the cause of the gospel, they'll go be with the Lord. Persecution will come. No matter where you're at, it's harder in some places than others. But even in the United States here, there's persecution is beginning against the church and against Christian people. Oh, but let me tell you today, God is faithful. He's faithful. And he'll help us. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. We preach the gospel tonight because God has called us to preach the gospel. We go forth and we warn people because God has called us to warn people. God has not called us to go into hiding. He's not caused us to hold our words, but God has called us to preach the gospel. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. Maybe God's calling you tonight to preach the gospel. And if He is, all you need to do is begin to answer that call. Like Isaiah in the 6th chapter, he was praying one day, and he saw the Lord high and lifted up. And the pillars in the house began to shake. His glory filled the whole house. His train filled the house. And he heard the Lord saying, or Isaiah fell down and said, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. And there was a set of tongs that went to the altar and got a coal off of the altar and come and touched his lips and said, thou art clean. And Isaiah heard the Lord say, who will go? Who shall we send? And Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Send me. I know when God called me to preach, I was in Vietnam in 1969 when God called me to preach, and I was driving down the road from Vung Tau back to Long Bend, and I began to I began to feel real good. I began to feel like I could fly away. I had prayed a prayer. Lord, if you've got something you want me to do, let me know by letting it rain. And it had rained, and I felt like I could fly away driving down that road. And I remembered praying that prayer. And I said, Lord, what is it? And I heard the Lord say, be patient, son. And as I continued to drive on, I began to study, began to wonder what it was that God was wanting me to do. And he showed me myself up behind a pulpit preaching the gospel. And I said, there ain't no way. And I rejected that. At that time, I rejected it. And I went on and I backslid. I got away from the Lord. And brother, I stayed away from the Lord for... I left Vietnam about 16 months later. I went to Germany. And the presence of the Lord was right there waiting on me. And every time I would turn around, there would be the Spirit of God. And I said, I'm going to forget about God. But brother, I couldn't forget about him. I went in a run. And then one day I run just as hard as I could run till I couldn't run anymore. And I got down by my bed one night and I prayed. And I made things right with the Lord. And God began to deal with me about the ministry again. And I got so far away from God, I rejected it. I got so far away from God that I couldn't get back. But God set me in that place in a motor pool right beside of a chapel. And I marvel at how God sets things out and how God puts things in our life. And I began to slip out from going to that chapel till I felt the peace of God. And brother, I want you to know that I began to seek God and I began to slip off and go into that chapel and wait on God. And I didn't know what was going on at that time. But I was seeking God unconsciously. I was seeking after God. And when I left Germany, I had court-martial charges rolled up on me. The voice of the Lord spoke to me on a Monday morning. I got out on Saturday night. I got into a bunch of trouble. And on Monday morning, it hit me like a ton of brick. And I had court-martial charges. The Lord spoke to me straight up through between my feet on through the hardwood floor. He said, don't worry about it. You'll be going home. I went in to see my first sergeant. And he told me when it was all said and done, he told me to leave. And come back in at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, went back in there. And he said, could you tell me why I shouldn't hold you here to press charges and prosecute you? And I started to open my mouth, and like a streak of fire went through my mind. Tell him why you drank. You see, I know what it is to drink. I never did get into drugs, but I've been a drunk. And I know what it is. I know what it can do to you. And that's why I preach so hard against it. And I know drugs is the same way, that if you get on them things, they'll take you away from the Lord, and they'll get your life in such a tailspin that nothing else will matter to you. It'll take you away from the Lord. It's like the old song says, sin will take you further than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Brother, I want you to know today, I'm preaching tonight on fruit. When I was a drunk, I had no good fruit. The fruit of the Spirit was not in my life. But brother, I come home. I started back to church. The first morning I went back to the church, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And that following week, I was in the basement of the house where I'm at right now. I was working on my car. I was getting real aggravated. I said, boy, from now on, I'm laying my treasures up in heaven and not on earth. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me to go see a preacher. Anyway, I went and seen that preacher. And then a few months later, I went to work one night on Sunday night. And the Spirit of the Lord sent me to see another pastor. And that night I got up and announced my calling to preach. And I was glad that God never left me. And the fruit of the Spirit, I love everybody. I don't hate anybody. I love people. And I'm not the same person that I was way back then. And that's been about 39 years ago. And I'm so glad that Jesus has been in my life and that he's still in my life. And that's why that I preach so hard on these broadcasts is because I want to see you get your heart right with God. And if you got your heart right with God, I want to see you be blessed by the Lord. I want to see the joy of the Lord in your life. You might say, brother, you can't see me. I might not see you. But brother, I know in myself that I've done all that I can do when I preach the gospel. And I preach hard as I preach. I've done all that I can do to reach out to you. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. You don't have to get in the shape that I was in. You don't have to get into the shape. But you can walk after the Lord. You can walk after him. You can walk in the Spirit. And brother, when you begin to walk in the Spirit, you'll know that he's right there with you. I want to read a little more out of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, starting in verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. You see, Jesus died. He said, this promise have I received of my Father, that if I lay my life down, I'll take it again. And he dies no more. Christ will never die again. He done went to the cross. He bore your sin that you might have life. And he'll never do that again because he took the sin of the whole world to the cross. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And tonight, he'll save us. He said, for he come not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And all we've got to do is believe. And you might say, well, now that sounds pretty simple. Sounds too simple to be true. It is simple. The Bible said in one place that they sent in spies to spy out our liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's in the book of Galatians. And brother, I'll tell you today that we've got the liberty. It's simple to call on the name of the Lord. If you've got a friend and you want to talk to them, you'll call on that friend. And brother, if you want to call on Jesus, if you want to talk to Jesus, all you've got to do is call on him. Believe that he died for you and that he raised again from the dead for you. Believe that in your heart and confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. And the Bible said in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, thou shalt be saved. He said, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. If we be dead with Christ, dead to what? Dead to the world, alive unto Christ. We'll live with him. He said he's going to prepare a place for us. And if he's going to prepare a place for us, he'll come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. Oh, listen to me today. If you want to go to heaven, you need to make plans. If God's speaking to your heart tonight, you don't need to wait. You don't need to put it off. But you need to bow your head. And you need to ask God to forgive you of anything in your life, any sin in your life. And you need to ask the Lord to come into your heart, to take up his abode in your heart. He said in the book of Revelation, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me." There's nothing. There's nobody tonight that God won't save if they'll just come to him. He said whoever would come to him, he would in no likewise cast them away. Listen, folks, God is with us. He's with you tonight. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. He's alive forevermore. We'll come to the place one of these days, someday in the future, whenever that we'll give up the ghost. Our souls will leave our bodies. They'll do away with our remains. But our soul will go into eternity. And there's two places, one of two places that we'll go. If our heart is, if we're saved tonight by the grace of God, we'll go be with the Lord. We'll go into the glory of God. We'll go into the place called heaven. Some people call it the paradise of God. And if our heart's not right, if your heart's not right tonight, you'll go to a place called hell, a place that God did not make for man to go to, but a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. God wants you to go to heaven tonight. Let me plead with you tonight. If God is knocking on your heart, God is dealing with you to pray, then just bow your head and begin to pray. Begin to call on his name. And as you do, he will hear you. He said his ear is not slagged, is not deep that he can't hear. His arm is not shortened that he can't save. God will save you tonight. He'll save you right where you're at. When God called me to preach, I was talking about a while ago about being going from Vung Tau, Vietnam, back to Long Bend, Vietnam. And brother, just a few days before that, there was a brother talking to me about the Lord. I'd been saved prior to that, but I was backslid. He called me back to his bed to sit down there, and he began to talk to me about the Lord. While he was talking to me about the Lord, I asked the Lord to forgive me, and God forgave me, and God cleansed me. And he'll do the same thing for you. And you might say, Brother, that was you. That's not me. The Bible says he's no respect of person. Well, there is no respect of persons with God. If he hears one, he'll hear another. But if he's dealing with you tonight, don't turn him away. Don't turn your back on him, because you may never get another chance. He may never come to you and deal with you again. But he said, For in that he died. He died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Brother, we're going to leave here. We're going to die one of these days and go into the presence of God if we're saved. And we'll be with him forever. Wherever he's at, that's where we'll be. Verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're alive. He told us to reckon ourselves to be alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. The Bible says that whoever that you obey, you're his servant. If you obey the devil, then you're a child of the devil. If you obey God, then you're a child of God. And he said, let not sin reign in our mortal body. Sin will cause you to get away from God. Sin will take you away from God. And as I said there a while ago, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. You might get out there and you want to come back to the Lord, but you can't seem to get back to the Lord. And brother, you can get so far away from God, even after you've been saved. You can get so far away from God that you can't get back. But let me tell you today, when you begin to seek after God, you're coming to God. And he said, whoever comes to him, he did not likewise cast them away. When you begin to come to him, he'll help you. And it's like that verse of scripture says, if we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, in due season, he will exalt us. And brother, I'd rather be exalted by God as to be exalted by man. Because man's exaltation may last for a little while. But when God exalts you, it's for all time and eternity. God will lift you up, and he'll help you. He said in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. We're saved by the grace of God. And we're living in the grace of God. But because that we're living in the grace of God, don't mean that we can go out and live in sin. And I know here today that in the country that I live in, or this area of the country that I live in, the area where I live, they've got a doctrine that says that you can't help but go out and sin. That denotes to me that they're saying that sin still got dominion over them. But brother, you don't have to sin, because God will help you. Now I know the Bible says if any man say that he has no sin, he's a liar and the truth's not in him. What I'm saying is there's a willful sin, and we don't have to go and willfully sin. When we let sin reign in our bodies, in our mortal bodies, if we go out and we begin to live in sin, we'll find ourselves, it's like Samson. He was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And I believe he said that The Bible said that his hair was not to be cut. Samson, as he began to grow up, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. And when the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him, he would become strong. He'd become exceedingly strong. He becomes so strong that he killed a lion. That lion reared itself up against him, and he killed that lion. And he went back later, and he got the honey out of it. The bees had made honey in the carcass, and he eat some of the honey out of the carcass of that dead lion. But Samson had some shortcomings. He got out and he began to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. And when he would get into a place, he would shout or something, and the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. And when the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him in one place, they had him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he killed 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey. He was walking. He had the strength of Almighty God, and they couldn't do anything with him. But Samson went on, and he began to play with sin. He began to play with it, and sin got a hold of him, and he went down to a prostitute. And when he went down to that prostitute, she began to, the Philistines told him they'd give her so many pieces of silver if she would find out where his strength lay, where it was at, what caused him to have the strength that he had. Samson was giving them Philistines all kinds of a hard time. And she began to question Samson. And Samson told them one thing, and she did that, and said, "The Philistines be upon thee." He got up, and he broke the ropes. And about three different times, and then she began to cry and said, "You won't tell me." And Samson told her one day, he told her that his strength was in his hair. And he went to sleep. And while he was asleep, they come in and cut his hair off. And he got up at other times to go out, but God had left him because he was in rebellion against God. He had done something that God told him not to do. And they took him. He couldn't defeat them anymore because he had lost his strength. And that's the same way tonight when people begin to play with sin. They'll lose their strength with God. They'll backslide. And when they backslide, brother, they're in a place to where that they can't get any help from God except to call on him. And they put Samson's eyes out. And they took him down to the meal house to grind corn. And he was down there. And I don't know just how long he was down there, but they was all gathered together one day. And they was a bunch of the leaders of the Philistines and other people there. And they said, "Let's go get Samson. Let's make sport out of him." And they brought him up there. And he asked the boy that led him up there. Now just think, he was a man that he had the strength to defeat 1,000 Philistines by himself. Here was a man that picked up a set of gates of the city and carried them off into a hilltop over yonder. But yet here he was, having to be led around by a young boy, a young man. And he asked the young man to put him on the pillars that held up the house. And whenever he did that, Samson prayed. Samson repented. And he began to push on the pillars. And that house began to shake. And he just pushed the pillars out. And that house fell in. And I believe the Bible said there was 3,000 Philistines that was killed. He killed more in his death. But look what it cost him. It cost him his life to get back to the Lord. And friends, today we don't have to go. You don't have to get after our life fat. That's where it'll cost you your life. All you've got to do is bow your head and ask God to forgive you. And he'll do that. Verse 16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. See, Samson, he played with sin until it got him and it cost him his life. And when it cost him his life, he couldn't deliver Israel anymore. But he repented and asked God to take revenge him of his eyesight. Verse 17 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. See, these people, they had obeyed the form of doctrine which was delivered to them. They had listened to the preaching of the Word of God. They listened, and they give heed to it. And they did what the preacher, what Paul had taught them to do. And it made them free. He said, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. And that's what we want to do tonight, is be servants of righteousness. No matter what comes or no matter what goes, we still want to be the servants of righteousness. And brother, we can be that way. We can be that way if we'll obey God and do what God would have us to do. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity, Even so now, yield your members, servants to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. See, when you're servants of sin, you had no righteousness in you. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, I want you to know God has done everything he could do for us. It's left up to us to turn to God. It's left up to us to hear what the Word of God says. It's left up to us to hear what the Spirit says. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And that's what he's saying tonight. Come. Come to him. He's waiting. He's waiting to hear tonight. He's waiting to hear you call on him tonight. I want to read some out of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, starting in verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This is what I was talking about the first of the broadcast. He purgeth it, he prunes it. But look here, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. when the Spirit of God is dwelling in us, the Spirit of God naturally brings forth the love and the peace and the joy and the long-suffering and the meekness, the gentleness, and all these things. He brings them forth because that's His fruit. And brother, when we begin to bear that fruit, He'll begin to deal with us. He'll begin to purge us. He'll begin to prune us. That fruit will begin to bring forth more fruit. And He won't do that in just one or two, but He'll do that to all that will come to Him and that will seek His face. You see, the Bible says to ask, and you shall receive. To seek, and you shall find. To knock, and the door shall be opened to you. For to him that asketh, he receiveth. And to him that seeketh, he findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. He didn't say it might be, he said it would be. And so when you begin to do these things, ask, seek, and knock, the Lord begins to hear. And the Lord begins to do accordingly. And if you ask Him for something, the Bible says in the book of James, we have not because we ask not. And then again He said, we have not when we ask, that we might consume it upon our own lust. But if we're asking for something to the building of the kingdom of God, perhaps something that we need, God will hear us. And God will answer us. And it don't matter where you live at tonight. It don't matter what country you're in. It don't matter what part of the world that you're in. God will answer your prayer tonight. When He said to ask, it was one of them whosoever. In other words, let whosoever will, let them ask. Whosoever will, let them seek. Whosoever will, let them knock. For whosoever asketh, he receiveth. Whosoever seeketh, he findeth. And whosoever knocketh, to him the door shall be opened. It don't matter what nation you're in, what part of the world you're in, God's word is still God's word. And God watches over His word to perform it. And God's waiting for you tonight to call on Him. And I feel like there's people out there that's waiting to call on the Lord. And I want to encourage you, if God's dealing with you, just to bow your head or get on your knees and begin to cry out to Him. He'll hear you. He'll receive you in Himself. And He'll come and He'll take up His abode in your heart. And He'll live in you. It's like He said in the book of Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. And He's waiting. He's waiting tonight for you to do that. Listen to this. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. You're clean through that word. There's a word that the Holy Church used to use. They used to preach a lot about it, called sanctification. Sanctification means set apart for the work of God. Things to clean, to be cleansed, to set apart. And Jesus said here that you clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Verse 4 said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. These fruit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the meekness, the gentleness, the goodness, the long-suffering, they can't be there unless the Spirit of God, unless Christ, through the Spirit of God, lives in our heart. And when he lives in our heart, he'll bring these fruit forth. It's like an apple tree. An apple tree will bear forth apples. It'll bear forth apples. A peach tree will bring forth peaches. A cherry tree will bring forth cherries. And the Spirit of God will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. And it don't matter whose life it's in or whose body he's in. He'll bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. He said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. We have to abide in Jesus for these fruit to come forth. And if we'll abide in him, these fruit will come forth. And we won't have to worry about it, because the Spirit of God, that's his job. That's his work. And that's what he'll do tonight. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's why somebody that was a murderer before they got saved, because they hated people, and that once they get saved, they're no longer a murderer. That's why a bank robber, before they got saved, once they get saved, they'll no longer be a bank robber or a kidnapper or a persecutor. Paul was a persecutor of men. When they stoned Stephen to death, Paul was standing there, and they laid his clothes, they laid Stephen's clothes at the feet of Paul, or Saul as he was known at that time. In fact, Saul was on his way to Damascus. He had letters from the high priest to go and get any that were Christians in Damascus and to bring them back to jail. That's what he was going for. But on the way to Damascus, he had an encounter. He met Jesus. And Jesus told him, said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Paul asked him, said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And the Bible said the men that was with him, they seen no one, but they heard the voice. Paul was blinded by the light that he seen. They took him by the hand and they led him into Damascus, down to the street called Straight. And he went in there and he was in a room. And he was praying. And he was fasting for 3 days, I believe. There was a man by the name of Ananias. And God spoke to him and told him to go down there and to lay hands on Paul, to pray for him, that he might receive his sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ananias was scared because of the persecution that he had heard, that Paul had persecuted the churches. And Jesus told him, he said, I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went down there, and he went in, and he laid hands on Paul, Saul as he was called at that time, and he prayed for him. And Saul received his eyesight, and Saul began to preach Christ and him crucified. When you meet Christ, no matter where you're at, it changes you. It changes you for the better. And you don't do good works to be saved because you're changed, but you do good works because it's your nature, because of Christ that lives in you. After that, you're saved. Tonight, why don't you just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you, I'm a sinner. I come to you, Lord, confessing my sin to you and asking you, Lord, that you would forgive me and cleanse me, Lord, of the sin in my life. And come into my heart, Lord, and live in my heart and make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. And brother, when you begin to do that, he will come in and he'll take up his abode in you and he will live in you and God will bless you. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. But we've got to abide in him. But he said if we abide in him, he said that we'd bring forth much fruit. But we can't, he said, for without me, you can do nothing. In other words, we can't bring forth fruit by ourselves. But it takes the Spirit of God tonight. It takes the Spirit of God to bring forth fruit. Verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Think about that. If a man abides not in Christ, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Our life comes from the Lord. You take them apple trees it was talking about. When them apple trees, if a limb breaks out of them apple tree, it's got no source to the life. There's no life source flowing into it. And that limb will die. Just like a grapevine. You take a grapevine and one of the branches in that grapevine breaks off. Then the source of life is cut off from that branch, and it'll die. That's the same way that we are if we abide not in Jesus. And if we abide not in him, then we'll wither and we'll die. And we'll be cast forth. And we'll be cast into the fire. And we'll be burned. Oh, I'll tell you today. I've said it. The devil ain't got us if we don't throw our hands up and quit. If we don't throw our hands up, the devil ain't got us. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he's not got us as long as we'll serve Jesus. The trials will come. They'll be there. The Bible said, being much more precious than fine gold, the trials, they'll come, but Jesus is with us to deliver us from all of them. And he'll help us to carry them loads. He'll help us through them trials. And he'll help us come out victorious on the other side of them. And we don't have to throw our hands up and quit. All we have to do is stay in Christ. The Bible says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. They said, and having done all to stand, stand there. And sometimes that's all we're able to do because of the trial being so strong. They just stand there. Look at Job. Job was a perfect man. He was a perfect man. But the devil went before God and said that he would curse him to his face if he would... But God said, you go do to him what you want to, but don't take his life. And Satan went out And Satan smote Job with boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He took a potsherd and he scraped himself. He was in misery, but God hadn't left him. God hadn't left him. God was teaching Satan a lesson through Job. And brother, I'll tell you what, after a while, he even had friends that come and sit with him. And they rebuked Job. They told Job that he had done this and he had done that. And he had done something else. That was the reason that he was in the shape that he was in. But the Bible says that Job maintained his integrity. And in the end of it, the Bible said that the Lord come to Job in a whirlwind, told him to stand up and gird up his loins, stand up like a man and gird up his loins. And then God began to talk to Job and ask Job questions. And Job just held his peace. And Job even told the Lord that I can't remember exactly what he had told the Lord, but anyway, God had come to him. And he turned around and told Job's friend to get Job to pray for him because they had not spoken that which is right of the Lord like Job had. And the Bible said when he prayed for him, his captivity was turned. And Job wound up with more than he had to begin with. But the God is faithful who promised. And he's faithful and he'll do it. God is so faithful tonight. Oh, why don't you just turn to him? Why don't you just look to him and ask God to come into your heart? Ask God to save you and he'll do that. He said in verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And like I said a while ago, it don't matter what nation of the world that you're in, God will hear your prayer and God will answer your prayer tonight. All you've got to do is call on him and he'll hear you and answer you. Verse 8 said, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciple. God wants us to bear fruit tonight. He wants the Spirit of God to live in us. He wants Christ in us. You know, there's a lot of people, they've rejected Christ to their own hurt. They've rejected Christ. And there's a lot of people tonight that would give anything if they could come back. And they had the opportunity that you've got tonight to hear the gospel preached to them. If they had the opportunity of Christ coming to them and dealing with them again, but they'll not be able to because they died in their sin and they can't come back. But you're not like that tonight. You still have the opportunity to call on the Lord tonight. And my prayer is that as the Lord deals with you, that you would just ask Christ to come in and to help you, to be with you, and to keep you. I thank God for this broadcast tonight. I thank God for being with us tonight. I thank God for you tonight. And I want to pray for you before we go off the air. And I want to ask God to continue to deal with you. But I want to ask you to bow your head and to call on the name of the Lord. Because God is waiting to hear from you. God wants to move for you. God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to pick you up and carry you. He's got a place prepared for you if you'll just come to him and call on his name. Father, in Jesus' name tonight, Lord. God, we've tried to preach the gospel tonight. And God, I believe there's people in this audience, Father, that's heard. And that Lord, that you've dealt with to pray. And I pray, God, that you would just minister to them, God, that they might call on your name, Father, that they might be saved. And God, that backsliders might come back to you, Lord. And God, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would show yourself strong in their behalf. Keep them, Lord. And God, for them that lives for you, I pray, God, that you'd minister to them and make them strong, Lord. Help them to stand up and to go on through whatever it is they're going through with, that they might live for you. Father, I ask it in the name of Jesus. May God bless you is my prayer. I hope you have a wonderful night or day, whichever it is where you're at. God bless you.